Before we start this week's show, I have to tell you, this is the last episode that will be available on our old server. If you've already subscribed to the new server, then that is just great. But if you haven't, one option is you can simply go to cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, where on the left sidebar, you will see a little button that says subscribe to iTunes. That button, you just click it and it will subscribe you immediately to our new server. If you don't want to do that, if you're on iTunes right now anyway, then you can go to the store and you can search for Cliff and Kendall. And now what would come up will be a whole bunch of great shows, but the one you're looking for is Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast, with the number 2 in the coast to coast part. And you can see the picture is our big fat heads wearing sunglasses. So now, in order to get all future 1,000 episodes of Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast, you're gonna have to resubscribe. But just think, you'll never have your sass cut off in the middle of your download again. What an age we live in. Now on with the show. Previously on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
J-E-S-U-S, if you need a helping hand and you just want to be blessed, get down on your knees, tell him what you need, call heaven, J-E-S-U-S. Do you ever hear that song? No.
Get ready for a heaping helping of sassitude. Here comes Cliff and Kendall.
Cliff and Kendall, two big old boys from Nashville, grew up and branched out all across America. From thousands of miles away, they reunite online and in your ear, each week bringing you bits of humanity in the form of a podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Hey, Cliff!
Oh my God, Kendall, I'm so fat!
Oh, welcome to the tea party. Cliff,
Oh my God!
I'm enormous. My relatives were in, and I've eaten so much. And I could do an entire show and call it Kendall is Fat. And I could go on for 30 minutes about things that I've eaten terrible or the lack of exercise. I could break down and cry right now.
I feel like it. I feel like either I'm going to break down or the chair I'm sitting on is going to break down and into a big, huge pile of wooden splinters because I am so fat. I don't know how it happened, Kendall.
But I'm making a promise right here on the air, Cliff. Okay.
All right.
Because I want you to hold me to it. I'm gonna.
I can't lift that much weight.
Oh no, that wasn't the promise I had.
Was that the promise?
The promise was that I'm going to lose this last bit of weight once and for all before my high school reunion in August. Well, I don't know because I'm enormous. I haven't weighed in forever. I could be 20 pounds heavier than last time we spoke. I don't know.
I think that we are, and that's why I propose that we weigh in on the air next week. Do you want to do that?
It will be 30 minutes of me crying, but I'll do it.
We don't have to do it at the beginning of the show.
We'll do it. We'll do it right as we start the sad music. I'll do it. Are we going to say our weight on the air?
No, we are not.
What's the good in that then if we're doing
it? Well, now you can if you want. But what I want to say, I'll say that, like, I felt like right before Christmas, like 2 days before Christmas, I felt like I was at a good weight.
Uh-huh. So you'll say how much over you are your goal weight.
Yeah, I'll say how much I've gained in the last month of wild, girls gone wild style eating.
Fat Fatso's Gone Wild. We're going to start a new video series.
We need to start a restaurant.
It's just going to be people saying, put that donut in your mouth. Do it. And they'll be like, okay, you got to give me a shirt. And you'll stuff it in their mouth.
And what we'll do on the show, we'll say at the beginning, you know, I think that I've gained this much. And we'll see how much it is.
Okay. Okay, that gives me 1 week to lose 1,000,000 pounds. So I won't
cry so
hard.
I'm
going to
lose 1,000,000 pounds. By next week. So, but Kendo, when we sit around the tea party, we really sit around the tea party.
Had we been around back during the Boston Tea Party, they wouldn't have had to throw the tea overboard because we would have sunk the ship. Now, Cliff, we were talking yesterday about okay. this whole new Republican Tea Party they have going on all over the country. Now, yeah. you brought this to my attention, and I had no idea. I have been out of the loop.
I don't know how you have not heard about these.
Well, I've been in Vegas. I've been in torrential rainpour.
You were in Vegas for a weekend.
Yeah,
these
can
have been
I
going
tell
on for
you,
like a year.
Can I? Oh, well. Well, can I tell you what has been on the news the last week in Los Angeles? Two things.
I know.
It's
rain,
raining, and people are crushed in Haiti. That's the two news stories that we've had.
And those are both valid news
yes,
stories.
Yes, they are.
But this is a movement that has been going on for much longer than your weekend in Las Vegas.
Maybe it's just when I hear the word Republican or Sarah Palin, I tune it out. I don't
want
to hear
it. Well, what I do, when I hear those things, I begin vomiting so violently that I can't hear what the next, part of the news story is.
Well, that's me. Or yeah. I just go into an eating frenzy. but I did look up Tea Party. About the Republican Party, to find out some more about this, since I didn't know, and I will tell our listeners. Now, first of all, if you Google teabag, it's not what you think comes up, because teabagging, as you may know, is
well, it might not be what you think.
Oh, whoops, that was an accident.
Sorry,
but people really like
we're,
it.
We're suddenly on the Maury Povich show. It's not what you think. You got a big motherfucking piece of shit.
Woo! Tea bagging is when you squat in a person's face and put your balls in their mouth. Did you know this?
Duh!
Okay, I just want to make sure. But no, the Boston Tea Party, is all about, they didn't want taxation from Britain, on their tea. So that yes. is what Republicans are saying. They don't want, in the new tax season, they don't want all these new taxes. So they're protesting about tea parties. And on the GOP website, you can go and, it says send a tea bag to Obama or Joe Biden or Nancy Pelosi, and they're calling them e-bags.
Now, what's funny
yes.
about this is, A, it's funny about how Obama was born outside of America and he's uh-huh. a Muslim. That's funny. Those are true.
Hilarious. Uh-huh.
But then... what it really is weird is Tea Party originally it was started and it was not a Republican thing. It was about people who hated both parties.
Yeah.
And I can get behind that. But yeah, they hated both parties but it just sort of became adopted by Republicans because they were afraid of them starting a third party.
Yeah.
Can you believe how hard hitting all this news is?
We are. Welcome to Cliff and Kendall News Zone, the no-spin zone.
Yeah, I refuse to spin anything, Kendall. I will not stand for your spin.
I'm too fat to spin.
Yeah. So, but really, they don't want all these taxes. They don't think it's patriotic to pay taxes. I don't either. And also, I'm re-virginizing myself, Kendall.
You're re-virginizing yourself?
Yeah, in line with this Republican Tea Party movement, I feel I should re-virginize myself.
Okay.
Like Bristol Palin, I'm declaring myself a virgin again.
Well, good luck with that.
I'll just do it every day. There's no law against how many times you can re-virginize yourself.
No, I don't see any statements about how many times the limit.
I think you might want to re-virginize yourself too.
All right, bam, I'm a virgin too.
I think you should, because I don't think God recognizes when two liberals get married.
But now, wait a second. You said that you don't believe in taxing either?
I don't believe in anything, Kendall. I do not believe it. I will not spin it. Obama was born in Haiti. He is a Muslim. I can't handle it.
'Cause taxes,
I'm a virgin again.
Taxes pay for our podcasting. You have to be taxed.
Don't tax me. There's an old song from the 80s.
Tax
remember
me,
the
bitch.
Song? Don't touch me. I made that mistake. I'm going to sing it. Don't tax me. I've made that mistake before. I think every song ought to be rewritten to an anti-tax anthem.
Okay. Well, I don't know. We need roadways and stuff and medical services and government buildings.
Kendall, I will not have a Muslim president tax all of my paycheck. I've worked for that paycheck, Kendall. Muslims are not going to take it from me.
Well, if Muslims aren't, then Massachusetts is with their new senator.
I don't recognize those snooty New England states. They're not part of my America.
Man, Clifton Kendall has become very news-oriented.
Oh, the and real we're back. America.
And we're back to regular Clifton Kendall.
The real America. Now, Kendall, some people out there might say that these tea parties are all just a joke.
Who says that?
A lot of people. A lot of liberal elitists who don't want to admit the power of the grassroots movement of people.
You mean the AstroTurf movement? That's what they're calling it?
It's grass. It's grass, Kendall. It's just sprouting up. People just were having some beautiful Christian Republican lady was probably just having a Tupperware party at her house one day. And she's like, hey, everybody, don't y'all hate Muslim presidents who get elected and they shouldn't even be able to run because they weren't born in America. And they want to tell everybody we were evolved out of fish, but we're not. And they said, let's have a tea party about that. And it sprang up just automatically.
What a bunch of dumbasses.
Can you believe the tea party?
Stick to your Tupperware, bitches. Stick to your Tupperware.
What a bitch!
I feel like we are on a debate show. Like we're debating to be the next president of the United States.
This is hard hitting. Kendall, people think that Cliff and Kendall are just here to belch and do stupid questions.
But we are here to expose the news. Oh my God. Well, okay, I know we have a lot to say about tea parties.
I have a lot more about re-virginizing, evolution is a lie and a falsity.
Well, that'll all be in the second half of the show.
And truth about biblical apocalypse prophecy to share. So.
But in the meantime, how about some bad jokes?
Okay.
Hey, Cliff.
Hey.
It's time for some tea party bad jokes.
Oh, pass the sugar.
Why don't you start us out? I'll take my sugar raw, please.
My sugar is raw. Okay. Now,
you
want to
tax that too?
I'm sorry. get your tax-grubbing hands off my tea party. Now, all right. Now, Kendall, once upon a time, this young Republican man was walking through a park, and he looked over, and he saw, oh, Kendall, get the sad music ready. He saw this old man crying his heart out.
Oh, poor thing.
Probably. His name was Abe. Now, this young man approached the old guy and said, why are you crying? And the old man, he replied, my wife is 20 years old and has sex with me every morning when I wake up. Then she brings me breakfast in bed.
Oh, poor man.
Oh, I know. The young man was amazed, and he asked what the problem was. And the old man, he replied, well, after breakfast, we have sex until noon, and then she makes me lunch. And again, Kendall, the young man said, what's the problem? And the old man, he said, after lunch, she gives me a bath, and we have sex until dinner time, when she fixes me a four-course meal, and then she tucks me into bed for more sex.
Oh, poor man.
And Kendall, the young man, still, he couldn't see what the problem was, so he again asked the old man, why are you crying? And the old man said, because I can't remember where I live. Can you believe that old Republican son of a bitch?
That poor Republican son of a bitch. You know, your old man voice sounded a lot like that woman from that other episode we did where she had that vibrator stuck in her vajayjay.
Was that an old one or was that one that we did in the future and we've time traveled back here?
I don't know.
I can't remember
tell anymore.
I can't remember.
Cliff, this guy walks into a bar near a concert hall with an octopus under his arm.
Oh my. Octomom or an octopus?
Octopussy. And he says, I'll bet any of you that my octopus can play any instrument that you give to him. So, he didn't say that. So two guys, they bet him $50 each that the octopus couldn't play their instruments. Because these guys, they just bring instruments to the bar. I don't know why. So the first guy hands over his French horn.
Why?
And the octopus starts to play it. And the second guy hands over
French
his tuba.
Horn.
And sure enough, the octopus starts to play it. So then the bartender then walks into the back room, comes back 5 minutes later with a set of bagpipes, and bets all his money in the drawer that the octopus could not be able to play it. And he hands over his bagpipes to the octopus and waits. And after about a minute of watching the octopus run his tentacles all over the bagpipe, the owner of the octopus says, "Come on now, play it." And the octopus says, "What do you mean, play it? If I can figure out how to get these plaid pajamas off, I'm going to screw it."
Oh,
what a dirty octopus.
Filthy octopus slut. Kendall, do you hate the Octomom the way that I do?
Oh, yes, I do.
I hate her.
She could fit the entire Republican Party in her vajayjay.
In her vajayjay. You know what's going to be helpful to her is if she's ever in a Freddy Krueger nightmare, she'll be able to smuggle who knows what out in
her
that
entire
vajayjay
Freddy Krueger himself.
Yeah. So, Kendall, now speaking of, there was this really old guy at an old-timer's dance. And, Kendall, he had not had sex for a long time. He'd been dancing with all the grandmas all night, but he still hadn't scored. Oof. Frustrated, he approached an old granny and said, "I'm having no luck scoring a lady. How about you come back to my place for a roll in the hay? I'll give you $20.
Ooh.
And she says, "I'm willing, let's go." And so they get back to his place, and after a bit of foreplay, Kendall, they head for the bedroom. And he loves the sex, and he can't get over how tight she is for such an old woman. And he thinks that she's got to be a virgin, like me, Kendall. She's
just
a
like
virgin.
Us.
Re-virgin. Yeah, you and I, we're all virgins here. And so after the wonderful performance, he rolls off of her and puffs. He says, "Wow, lady, if I'd have known you was a virgin, I would have given you $50. And the old lady is surprised, and she says, "Well, if I'd known you were actually going to get a hard-on, I would have taken my pantyhose off."
No!
Can you believe that?
Dirty, dirty, dirty.
She was re-virginized by her pantyhose.
Maybe you should put on some pantyhose too, Cliff.
Since we all should. We'll all put on virginal pantyhose. So, you listeners, you put them on too. Come along on the Re-Virginization Express with us.
Now, Cliff, speaking of virgin pantyhose, little boy, little Johnny, he wakes up 3 nights in a row, and he hears this thumping sound coming from his parents' bedroom.
Oh my God.
Now, finally, one morning, he goes to his mom and says, "Mommy, every night I hear you and Daddy making noise, and when I look in, you're bouncing up and down on top of him."
Bounce
and his mom,
it,
she's taken by surprise by this. She says, "Oh, well, I'm bouncing on his stomach because he's fat, and this makes him thin again. Now, if I know this, I'd have people bounce on me every night."
Oh my God.
So the boy says, "Now, that won't work." And his mom says, "Why?" And he says, no, he didn't say that. He says, "Well, because the lady next..." He said, "Because the lady next door comes by after you leave each day and blows him back up."
Blows him up.
Yep.
Just like Obama the Muslim is doing to our taxes.
Yep.
Now, Kendall, a man was
what is this
walking
show
down
even
the
about?
Street.
let's
not even go there.
Walking down the
a
street.
A man was walking down the street when he noticed his grandpa sitting on the porch, Kendall, in the rocking chair with nothing on from his waist down. And this man, he exclaims, "Grandpa, what are you doing?" And the old man looked off in the distance and did not answer him. "Grandpa, what are you doing sitting here on the porch without any pants on?" And the old man looks slyly at him. And he says, "Well, last week I sat out here with no shirt on and I got a stiff neck. This was your grandma's idea."
Oh.
Can you believe those old sluts?
Filthy grandparents. Now, Cliff.
Filthy!
When asked by their host if she would like another drink, the attractive blonde bowed her head slightly and said, "No, thank you. My husband limits me to one drink." And
what an asshole.
And the host says, "Well, why is this?" And she says, "Because after one drink, I can feel it. After two drinks,
anybody can. That's the oldie
but a
goodie.
Yep.
Kendall, an old man. This is a bonus tea party joke.
Okay.
An old man, he just left a tea party, and he went to the doctor for his yearly physical. And his wife tagged along. And when the doctor enters the examination room, he tells the old man, "I need a urine sample, a stool sample, and a sperm sample." And the old man, Kendall, he was hard of hearing. He looked at his wife and yells, "What? What did he say? What did he want?" And his wife yells back, He needs your underwear.
No.
Oh, isn't that filthy?
That's disgusting. I have to go vomit
what?
Now.
Filthy, gross teabaggers those people are.
They probably are still teabaggers. They're virgins, Cliff. They're virgins.
We're all virgins. Come virgin again with us, audience. Come on.
Virgin cruises leaving once every day. Now, I got to take a break because I'm running out of tea and I need to go get some
more. I have to go brew another pot real quick. Yep. I'll be right back.
We'll be right back right after this. Listen.
More sass right after this.
Hey everybody, have you heard that out there there's a country better than all the rest? That's right, America. It's the best. Some folks, they may put her down, but she's gonna come back and wear a crown. America, oh, it's number one, the number one country under the sun. America, the land of the free, it's big enough for you and almost big enough for me. Oh, the red, the white, the blue, there's nothing anybody can do. You can't stop the country with the most. I'm the one I ought to know, cause I'm the host of Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast, with the number two for our new server, America, the home of obesity. Won't you visit her today?
Now let's rejoin our regularly scheduled podcast.
Teabag. Teabag.
All virgins.
Teabag. Idiot.
Evolution.
Teabag. Texas.
All virgins.
Texas. Texas. Teabag. Teabag. Texas. Kendall is fat. Teabag.
Virgins.
Teabag.
Virgins.
Texas. Texas.
Evolution.
Teabag. 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 Texas.
Virgins.
Teabag. Texas. Teabag. All right, Cliff, we're back. Back with some more tea.
Back into Kendall, my teapot just went off. But, you know, literally, we've had a lot of fun talking about tea parties today and crazy people. But really, if you run into anybody that has gone to one of these GOP tea parties, you should treat them as though they are armed and dangerous.
Or because you punch them in the face.
They are. Well, but Kendall, these people carry loaded guns with safety off.
I know.
So they should be treated with caution and avoided at all costs. A strict policy of avoidion is what should happen.
I never told the story, but when I was in Nashville at Christmas, the guy in front of me in line at Walmart was talking about how he was getting a gun, or like a BB gun for his son for Christmas, and he said, oh, when he turns four, we're going to get him a shotgun, and he was like, don't worry, I'll be with him when he shoots it. He was like, he just loves my gun. He said, because I'm always packing, and he patted his pocket, and I thought, oh my God, he's going to shoot me. He's going to shoot me in the face. Right?
And when he turns five, we'll get him a coffin. For either himself or whomever he's killed.
Yeah.
So, idiots.
So they're pretty stupid.
They are really stupid.
And so are these questions. Hey, Cliff. It's time for Kendall's Stupid Questions.
No. Oh, no.
I know you're excited. Now, Cliff, since we're on the... on the subject of tea and taxation,
don't tax me, Muslim president.
Suppose that income taxes still had to be paid. Or suppose that income taxes still had to be paid, but instead of going to the government, your tax dollars would go to any cause or charity of your choice. Now, assuming the money would have to go to the same place each year, where would you want it to go? Oh,
no,
that's a weird place.
Not
to
there.
Go.
I would want them to go to Maybe Madonna's African charity, or maybe Dolly Parton's Imagination Library, or maybe the work that Cher does with the Craniofacial Society, something like that.
Okay.
Some celebrity-endorsed charity.
Okay, good. I would give mine to your obesity relief fund. The Cliff's Obesity Relief Fund.
I need it.
Okay, now Cliff, if you could become fully enlightened instantly upon any subject, subject would you choose? Bubbleology?
No. I don't know.
What
subject would you choose?
Me? I would probably want to be enlightened upon, like, physics.
Why?
Because
everybody who ever took a physics class is an idiot.
No, because if you're really
too broad a statement, I'm just kidding. But I don't even know what physics is. It's why I'm the idiot. But why I don't know why anybody would want to know it, because I don't know what it is.
So I would be smarter than you about something. Now, Cliff, what type of service to others or good deed done for other people do you personally find the most rewarding?
These are real charitable questions, aren't they?
It's all about charity and taxation and tea parties.
Teabagging. What did you just ask me? What charity is the best?
Well, now, what type of service or good deed done for other people do you personally find the most rewarding?
Any deed that you do and that the people who it's done for don't know that it's you, that you did it.
You
can do it an anonymous one. Yeah, an anonymous one.
Okay. Well, that's all the time we have for stupid questions and stupid answers today.
Oh my God, they were stupid.
Oh, that was fun. Fun.
Kendall, don't even raise my taxes, okay?
So, Cliff, we do want to ask a question for next week's show. And you go ahead.
We want to ask a question, like you just said, inspired by all those real charitable questions you just asked me, Kendall. Uh-huh. We want to ask you, our listeners at home, if you were going to start a charity, what would it be? What would it be for you out there? What would yours be, Kendall?
Mine, well, I'll tell you next week on the show. How about that?
That's the right answer. All right. When we weigh in, we're going to weigh in, and then we're going to lift our spirits by reading about how charitable our listeners are.
And now you can't say that your charity would be Cliff and Kendall's obesity fund.
Obesity relief fund.
So if you want to answer that question, you know, you can go to Facebook where we'll post the question. You can respond there. Or you can also call us at 818-304-FAT. That's our hotline. We will not answer the phone and ask you to tell us our favorite thing about our show.
It's too busy for that. You just got to leave a voicemail.
It's just a recording, and you just leave a voicemail, and we'll play it on the show.
We're too busy.
So, okay, back to other things, more important things on the show. Belching.
Kendall, that was a grave opening.
We do have one of my favorite people standing by to give us a little, you know, she's probably one of the most proper persons I know, and
she's such a
proper person, and she's here to give us an etiquette tip.
Hello, my little monsters, it's Mrs. Butterbutt of Butterchurn back again to reveal another bit of etiquette for all those worried about making correct decisions. Oh, Cliff and Kendall told me this week we're talking about tea parties, and I got so excited I dropped the flower arrangement I was holding. Well, I held my first tea party at the dawn of the previous century, back when tea was not really tea, not like today's weak brown sludge. Anyway, the first tea party I held was in honor of my younger sister Virginia's wedding. I can tell you I was the happiest person there because I was the only one that was married already. And every time the other guests told Virginia how happy she was going to be, I just laughed silently to myself, knowing the truth of how hard a marriage can be. It's no tea party, I'll tell you that. Marriage is not for sissies. which is not to say I am against gay marriage. Quite the opposite. Why should I care if I have to make a special order for a set of his and his towels? It's no skin off my nose. Oh, I just love to buy wedding gifts. Sets of dishes, toasters, blenders, plungers, rye storage boxes. Oh, it's all so much fun. I was a June bride, you know. Of course, I was also an October bride, a February bride, a March bride, twice an August bride, and thrice an April bride. It rained on me every time I got married in April, though, which is why I eventually said no to anyone who proposed to me in that month. Well, the red light is flashing here in my etiquette booth, so I'll just say toodaloo and wish all of you tea party wishes and rye dreams.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Potty Butter Charm. That was quite an etiquette tip for all
what
of those
What an etiquette tip.
Such a proper person.
I feel more proper already, Kendall.
Yeah, well, wait 5 minutes till you belch.
Kendall, this show has been taxing. Just like our Muslim president,
this show has been taxing. Oh, well, and it's real sad that all these people are having these tea parties out there to protest all these wonderful things that America is doing.
It is sad. It is sad. It makes me want to re-virginize myself again for the second time this episode.
And that's really sad. And so is this sad music. Everything's so sad.
Oh, it's so sad.
Now, if you want to organize an anti-tea party, you can go to cliffandkendall.com, cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, myspace.com/cliffandkendall, facebook.com/cliffandkendall, twitter.com/cliffandkendall, belch.com, that's where you'll find Cliff's face.
Is there a belch.com?
I bet there is.
We need to partner with them, Kendall. If Fiber One ever drops out as our sponsor.
We'll be going global.
We gotta get belch.com.
And make sure you answer our question of the week by going to our Facebook page or by calling 818-3084-FAT. Whew, I'm tired, Cliff. I'm tired. I'm tired.
This tea is making Kendall, do you have a quote?
I do.
Okay.
We must all hang together, or assuredly, we shall all hang separately. And that's Benjamin Franklin at the signing of Declaration of Independence.
Well, how nice.
Because we all need to come together, damn it.
Well, no. We should live and learn. But by the time we've learned, it's too late to live.
Oh.
And that was said by Carolyn Wells. And isn't that the truth?
That's real sad.
Can you believe how sad life is? All these idiot tea partiers everywhere.
Yeah. But we do need to come together as a nation and quit throwing tea parties.
Let's all come together and sign a declaration to stop throwing these tea parties.
They need to, or to re-virginize or something.
Kendall, can we start a movement to re-virginize America?
Re-virginize
America.
As a
country.
Yes.
Let's just put on
your pantyhose.
Like they rebooted Star Trek and Batman. Let's just reboot and re-virginize America.
Reboot America.
That's
a real techie term. All right, Cliff, why don't you take us home?
It's because we're in such a digital age.
I know.
Take me home, tea party road.
Tea bag.
To a Republican that I'm aware of.
I love how tea everything party. You're aware of because of the Awareness Month. Ever since then, everything you're aware of.
Tea party awareness. Take me home. Teapot Road.
Is anybody still listening?
No. No, they are not, Kendall. Rest assured, people, if anybody started listening, they have long since turned it off. And I don't blame them. Do you blame them? I don't.
No.
This was a terrible episode.
No.
Oh, no. I'm Cliff.
Kendall, thanks for listening if you are. We'll see you next week.
You're welcome from the only other listener. You're welcome.
Don't you love everybody? Don't you want to say that?
Oh, yeah. We love you.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. Cliff and Kendall will be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe. And for more sass, visit cliffandkendall.com.
Teabag.